This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I've never really taken much notice of pigeons. Now, they're birds that you see everywhere, fairly ordinary. But when you talk about homing pigeons, there's something quite extraordinary here. And I've read about this, the extraordinary birds that have been known to fly over 1,800 kilometres, and they can be transported to some far-off location. And when they're released, they'll circle in the air a few times before heading back home. How can they do that? Like, how do they know where home is? And they can fly at 80 kilometres an hour, and some of the top racing pigeons have been clocked at 140 kilometres an hour over short distances. Quite incredible for a small bird. And this remarkable ability to find home means that pigeons can be used for carrying messages. You might have heard the term pigeon post. They were often used like that during the war in 1860. Paul Reuter, who later founded the Reuters press agency, he used a fleet of over 45 pigeons to deliver news and stock prices between Brussels and Aachen and the terminals, I guess, of the early telegraph lines. Did you know the Battle of Waterloo? Well, the outcome of that battle was first delivered by a pigeon to England. And during the Franco-Prussian War, pigeons were used to carry mail between Paris and the French unoccupied territory. So there's quite a lot of history with this humble little pigeon. How do they know where to fly to come home? Now, some people believe they use some low-frequency infrasound to navigate, or they can detect the Earth's magnetic field. I just don't know. There might be some inbuilt compass. But look, I believe that each of us have got a pull towards home. You know what it's like if you've been away, been overseas on a holiday, and no matter how much you've enjoyed your time away, it's always great to get home. No place like home. Some say home is where the heart is. Some say that's where you hang your hat. Robert Frost once said that home is the place where, when you have to go there, they've got to take you in. So there's something similar that operates in the spiritual sense. God has placed a homing device within each of us that draws us back to Him. Now, some people think that's rubbish. I certainly don't. It was the early church leader Augustine who said, "O Lord, you've made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until it finds its rest in you." We have, I believe, a divine dissatisfaction, all of us, a desire that no natural happiness can satisfy. The things that we desire are often a good image of the spiritual things that we really desire. But things, they're not good enough. And if we mistake material things for the real thing, then we'll end up with a broken heart. C.S. Lewis used to say, "These are only like the scent of a flower that we've not found, or the echo of a tune we've never heard, or news from a country we've never visited." So you might think jobs or your qualification or a relationship you have, but look, those things can never provide for really what we're looking for. Without God, even our best human relationships are under strain. And, of course, relationships can sometimes be on the rocks. Somehow, home has a special place in the heart. It seems as though we're longing for a place to call home. You might recall the traditional folk song, "I Want to Go Home." And if you're familiar with the song by Van Morrison, you can hear the lyrics in his growling voice. "I want to go home. I feel so broke up, Lord. I want to go home." And I think there's a song there for every human heart. When you feel lonely or abandoned, you want to go home. But where is home? If you're filled with doubt or despair, if you feel lost, we want to go home. Sometimes, he said in the song, "I feel so broke up. I want to go home." Well, St. Augustine resonated that prayer, "Lord, you've made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." So we can be so busy surviving, we've got no time to reflect on the bigger issues of life. But God, what I say today, is calling us to find our home in Him, and He promised to help us to find the way. Jesus said in John chapter 10 in the New Testament, "I have come to give you life, life in all its fullness." Thank you, dear Lord, that we can find home. We have a place to call home. It's with you. It's in our daily relationship with you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.